Let's get back to the drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200. Now, it's time for Need to Know Basis.
Welcome back to the Drive, Lever Sage, Matt Conazvita, and we'll try and talk as quickly as possible so we don't have to listen to the music and tell you what you need to know. Matt, people, they won't get what they need to know if they're listening to Michael Bolton. Which do you think is better, Michael Bolton or what people need to know, Matthew?
I think it's a wash. Like, I think people need to know what they need to know while listening to just the beautiful dulcet tones of Michael Bolton.
All right. I don't even know where to go from here. Canada lost to Morocco 2-1 today and lost all three games at the World Cup. But there was drama this afternoon, as at one point Costa Rica was beating Germany 2-1 with about 20 minutes to go, and that would have put Costa Rica and Japan through, and Spain and Germany would have been out. But Germany came back to go ahead of Costa Rica 4-2. Spain were up 1-0, gave up 2 to Japan, and if Spain scored to equalize, which they almost did about 50 million times at the end, Japan would have been out, but Japan threw with the top of their group with a 2-1 victory over Spain, who also gets through on goal differential because they did beat Costa Rica 7-0 earlier in the tournament. But it does mean that Germany is out of the tournament. And you know who also is out of the tournament? Belgium, who 0-0 draw with Croatia, gets Croatia through, and the World Cup bracket now looks like this. Japan will play Croatia, not exactly a great matchup for them, but they do get through and they win the group, Monday at 10, and Morocco and Spain will play Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Spain gets through and gets a very favorable draw in Morocco. We already know that England and Senegal, France and Poland, Argentina, Australia, Netherlands, and the U.S. all through. Those games will take place starting on Saturday, and two more games, four more teams to advance tomorrow. And we will figure all of that out in the last day of the group stage. We know that the Bills are 4-point favorites in New England to take on the Patriots tonight, and I don't know who I'm going to take. The Sens are on the road, getting set to take on the New York Rangers coming up tomorrow, and then they'll come back home to face San Jose on Saturday. And if I went through and tried to pick out a delicious matchup in the National Hockey League tonight, probably New Jersey at home to Nashville, because I like the Devils. And Matt, you...
I would have guessed New Jersey.
I thought you were busy.
But if you're going to talk New Jersey, like, I have to, you know.
Okay, well, tell me the game that you want to watch more than that game right now. You got Edmonton and Minnesota, Carolina visiting St. Louis, Anaheim's in Dallas, Vegas and Pittsburgh, Philly hosting Tampa, Colorado and Buffalo.
I want to watch the Kraken.
Yeah, of course you do. Kraken at home to Washington.
Yeah.
Stay up till 1 in the morning.
Sure. Well, we're not on until the crack of 4 p.m. tomorrow.
That's true. Lots of sleep in time for you.
Watch some soccer tomorrow morning, probably.
Yep. And maybe the last thing you need to know is that coming up in, a couple of years, as we welcome in our next guest, Vanessa Sanchez from She's Got Game. Doesn't have to be on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline today because she's in studio for
a
Popeye. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing so great. It is championship week.
Great to see you in person.
Thank you.
The story, though, before we get to championship weekend and how USC is going to lose and not make it, TCU maybe as well, but the story is that college football expanding from 4, not to 8, but to 12 teams. 12 in the playoffs coming up in a couple of years. Your initial thoughts as somebody who follows the sport closely?
Hate it. listen, we wanted more. We asked for more. And I feel like they said, oh, you want more? Take all of this, all of the stuff that we don't want. Nobody is asking for 12 teams.
Why do we need 12?
Why do we need 12? 12 teams does
not. No, I'm asking you, why do we need 12? You're supposed to answer the question, not ask it again.
I wish I had the answer for you. Money? Money is the, it makes the world go round.
Always the answer to every question.
Always the answer. Yes. They wanted more games and more chances to make money because the NCAA apparently doesn't have enough. So, but like, come on. I hate an uneven bracket. Nothing angers me more than an uneven bracket. And seeing 12 teams, like, I guess it's a nice, so the way it would all be set up is the top four teams, 1 through 4, they'd get a bye. And then
Five versus 12,
exactly.
I was going to do the math for you. Yeah, you I could see. I literally could look at you and go, she isn't getting this. So 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, 8-9, those would be the matchups, yes.
That's how it would go. And
but
thanks for the save.
But I guess the point, though, is that like you watch college football, and for me right now, okay, would I like to see it expanded maybe to 8 teams? Could I even do 6 where you had 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5, and the top 2 teams get a bye? Maybe.
I don't hate that.
But 12 just seems we're going to have the same teams at the end anyways.
Exactly. No, it makes no sense. Like, we're just rewarding teams who did not play their best. That's not fair. I don't like that.
So what was your first instinct when you saw the story? Because for me, it was... other than hate it, for me, it was all of the top tier teams, like the teams that everybody loves. And we'll talk about Ohio State in a minute, but they are a team, whether you love them or you hate them, they're one of those must watch teams.
Yes.
This announcement to me is only going to benefit those teams.
Exactly.
And that's because those teams will be able to afford to lose 1 or 2 games and comfortably be into the top 12.
Yeah.
Because Ohio State, I can tell you, is never, never in a poll being sat 13th and not making it into the top 12.
For sure.
When they can get onto a nationally televised playoff game. Exactly. Never. And that really, really bothers me. You do have a
I know.
Yeah. You do have a button to turn your mic off rather than just turn around.
It was a little surprise.
No, I know, but I just wanted to tell you I have a button for that.
Thank you so much. I'm not in the studio very often.
No, you're not.
This is all rare for me.
But that's my first instinct is that the Alabamas, the Ohio States of the world are going to be in every playoff for all time because nobody on a selection committee would ever say, you know what, who's the 13th or 14th best team in the nation? Alabama, we're going to leave them
They're never leaving them out.
So they would honestly have to lose 3 or 4 times for them not to be considered.
Exactly. And that's not fair. That is not in the spirit of college football playoffs. It's not. They're ruining the spirit of it, which is very annoying. To be honest, you asked me what my first thought was. My first thought before anything was, of course, it's the Rose Bowl that is the what is it? The nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. That's not the right analogy.
No, but the reason why we are expanding. Yes.
Exactly. No, the reason why, not the reason why we're expanding, the reason why it took this long for them to expand. They could have done this a little while ago, but the Rose Bowl said, we want to keep our time slot, which is January 1st, 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's, I've told you this before, it is my favorite bowl game to watch, just out of tradition. There is really no other reason. Also, USC is usually playing in it. Well, they used to anyway.
That was a bit of a callback to my teams used to be good. Okay.
Used to be and returning. Everything comes full circle, of course. We'll talk about USC in a sec. But yeah, it was very, very Rose Bowl-esque that it took them to finally be like, oh, okay, we'll acquiesce.
So it's championship weekend,
mm-hmm.
and how there are so many teams in one division in the Big Ten, like Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State, and how there's absolutely like zilch, zero, nobody in the other division. So Michigan's going to play Purdue in the championship game, which feels very anticlimactic.
Yep.
I want to ask you about that. Michigan's going to win. They will be in to the semifinals, and so will Alabama.
Yes.
Or sorry, not,
no, 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 Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia, right. For sure.
The Georgia. Georgia, Alabama. Georgia, who plays LSU at home. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I know LSU is decent, but.
I think they're 14th. They're coming off a loss.
Even if Georgia loses by one, they're probably still making it anyway.
Exactly.
So,
and there's no chance that a game like this is a blowout from LSU. LSU doesn't have it in them. Well, not at this point in the
right.
season.
Right. So, unless LSU blows them out, Georgia's going to make it anyway. Mm-hmm. And that,
imagine we jinxed it.
Well, let's hope. I'm always down for big upsets, especially like a team like Georgia. But yeah. really the teams that are on the cusp here, and I said this earlier in the show, and I know that you know this stat, 82% says that Ohio State, by not playing, is going to be in this Final Four because of a whole bunch of different scenarios that could take place. Mm-hmm. But the most likely is that TCU or USC, if they lose, people are going to look at Ohio State and go, well, they lost to Michigan. If USC loses to Utah or TCU loses to Kansas State, we're going to kick them out. We're going to put Ohio State in.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is completely unfair. I hate this part, this weirdness of championship week, because Ohio State coming off of a loss. Okay, fine. It was a big, you know, it was a big game. They played a huge opponent in Michigan, but it was a bad loss.
Yeah, they got beat up.
They got beat up. Creech is not here. I just realized as we're talking about Michigan, they got beat up real bad. And so now Ohio State gets to just, you know, sit on their laurels this weekend and watch, you know, okay, it sucks that their fate is in someone else's hands, in this case in TCU or in USC. But like, that's not fair to TCU and USC, who now have to go out there. USC playing a team that they already lost to in week 6 in Utah, who is a very good team. They're playing in Pac-12 championship. And Pac-12 was a pretty decent conference this year, I would argue. Okay, I know I'm biased.
Okay, so let's just hold up a second. And I'm not trying to completely tear your argument down, but USC has lost to Utah.
Yes.
Okay, so if they lose to Utah again, they probably should not be in the top 4, correct? Can we just agree if 2 losses... and both to the same team that wasn't even good enough to be in the top 4 themselves in Utah, you think they still should be in?
I do.
Okay.
No, listen, I know you can't lose
Matt,
to the
same... Matt, we need a new college football expert here as the producer of the draft.
You can't lose to the same team twice.
You can't.
And you can't.
No.
That's why this game is so huge for USC. It is a revenge game. On top of being a championship game, on top of being the game that gets them into the college football playoffs, there's so much riding on this game. Luckily, they have the top pick for Heisman at quarterback in Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a sec, too, I'm sure. But yeah, fair. If they lose, they should not.
Okay, so
depending on the loss. Depending on the loss.
Well, and here's now the next question. Mm-hmm. USC's favored by 3.5 in that game on Friday night at 8 o'clock, and then at Saturday at noon it'll be TCU against Kansas State. They're favored by 2.5, so that's a 3 versus 10, and the USC Utah is a 4 versus 11. So those are good teams that they're playing.
Yeah.
My question is for you, and try to answer this as unbiased as you can.
Oh.
Let's say that USC wins, but like. By the skin of their teeth, by a fumble at the end to win by one, a missed field goal, a missed short field goal by Utah, something like that, and put TCU into the same bracket. Both of those teams win, but barely win. Is there going to be some argument to put Ohio State in ahead of one of those teams?
Okay. I think I understand we're putting them both in the same bracket, but they need to be separated because they are. So looking at USC, if USC wins by, or if USC wins by a point, that's what you're saying, right?
Yep.
They win by 1 point. They lost by 1 point to Utah in week 6. Mm-hmm. It was 43-42. That was a barely loss.
Yeah.
That's not a good English, but you know what I mean?
Well, listen, for this show, I've already made up words in the last hour. Perfect. We're all good there.
It was like a by the skin of their teeth kind of. Loss, right? So if they come back and win,
is by the skin of your teeth giving up 43 to Utah? Like, I know they scored 42, but giving up 43 points to a bad team? Is that good?
When you lose by one, it's by the skin of your, teeth.
Okay.
That works.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt. See, he always backs me up unless I want him to play Kim Mitchell. That's the only time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
You'll get used to Matt pandering to all of our guests here on The Drive.
I pandered to you this week.
Did
we
you?
Were doing shows, just you and me, and I was playing all sorts of stuff for you.
Oh, yes, that's cute.
I didn't get any credit for that, though.
No, no. That's not true. I praised you and praised you for your music selections the other day.
What was he playing?
Oh, just all tragically hip and had some good wrestling tunes in there. Mm. And what else did you have? Every tune was
a
good tune.
I can't remember, but yeah, there was.
And I gave you tons of credit for that.
There was a day where I was, it's just you and me this week for most of the shows, and I've been playing some tunes for you.
Not today.
That's love. No, today I got Michael Bolton. That was all me today.
And I got the one Michael Bolton song, finally. Because, Lee, you've been making some requests when you've come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've had themes that you wanted to talk about.
True.
And so this is the first time in a while that I haven't gotten a request from you.
That's true.
And early on, Lee was like, play any Michael Bolton except for When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh.
So when I got no instructions today, I was like, you know what? I'm going to sneak it in. I'm going to sneak it in.
Good.
And Lee's not happy.
That's the way.
Some of our texters are not happy.
But they who shouldn't... is happy? But who is happy?
Not the texters.
Vanessa Sanchez, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, Danny texted in to 12-1200, where standard messaging rates apply.
Yep.
And he said, how to totally ruin a classic Percy Sledge tune.
Yeah.
Yep, let Michael Screecher Bolton sing it. Nope, not a fan.
Screecher! Love that nickname for Michael.
And Danny just also texting in, and because there was a deadline today.
Yeah.
The deadline has passed, and by
Formanton.
All reports, Alex Formanton, no deal, so he is ineligible to play in the NHL this season, and the Sens will retain his rights as an RFA.
Yeah. So I think it was, it just felt like it was going in that direction, that, look, until whatever needs to be resolved is going to be resolved with Alex Formanton, it's kind of stay away and let him and a whole bunch of other people figure it out. And once it's figured out, you can make decisions. But if he's playing hockey anywhere, it will not be in the National Hockey League or in North America this year. Good update, Matthew. So let's get back to it quickly here. With championship weekend, you have TCU.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That's where we were.
You have USC. Well, we got to get to it because
yes.
I know that you have other things to do as well, as do we. just to let you know.
Okay, so going, yes, okay, USC. If USC loses by the skin of their teeth, no, wins by the skin of their teeth, they still belong in the top four.
TCU? If they win by one, missed field goal by Kansas State late, they deserve to be there?
Yes.
But will they over Ohio State?
Probably not.
Okay.
And that's really unfortunate. You know what, though? No, sorry. I think they might, because as much as the College Football Playoff Selection Committee loves money and loves those big brands and would love to have Ohio State in there as a money team, as a big brand team, TCU is a Cinderella team. And people love a Cinderella team. And if we have three big names in there, in Michigan, in USC, and in Georgia, I'm assuming USC is going to be up there.
And you're assuming that they're in the same category as Michigan and Georgia?
No, but listen,
they're not.
Okay, in my heart they are. But I'm saying they're in the same category, and that people, unless you're a fan of those teams, you don't like them.
Right.
That's accurate.
Yep.
And
I like that about college football, that you either like teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you like Ohio State, if you like Michigan, if you like Alabama,
that's your team.
You love them.
Yep.
But if you don't, you hate them.
Exactly.
And
with every fiber of your being.
Actually love that about that. We need more of that in sports. I don't want people to be.
But then, okay, so if one of your teams is not in there, if you're not a fan of one of those three teams, it's kind of nice to have a Cinderella team in there.
I agree.
In TCU,
I want to watch Ohio State on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I want to watch them stand and watch
just
a game.
Watch the game. Yeah. I want to see them up in the stands. Just enjoy.
And you're right.
The
game. I'll be cheering if Michigan were to play, say, TCU in one of the semifinals. I'll be cheering for TCU.
Of course.
Horned
frogs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Christian Villieu is an Ottawa boy. We talked about him a couple of days ago here on The Drive, but important to note that he has left Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
But why has he entered the transfer portal?
He sure has. He is a very good quarterback. He is from Ottawa, like you said, left when he was 16 to go play in the States, as they all do. And then, yeah, started playing for Penn State a couple years ago. He still has 3 years of eligibility. In his first year, played backup to Sean Clifford. And then this season was demoted. He's been playing third string and hasn't really even been playing. I think he had like seven completions. So hasn't seen much action, unfortunately. And he's better than that. He's a lot better than that. So we may see an Ottawa boy in a much better position, in a much, maybe not a much better team, because Penn State did have a pretty good season this year. We'll see where he ends up, but he is a good quarterback. So he's my one to watch who won't be playing. Right. That's my Canadian one to watch.
But it is very important for not a Canadian, but an Ottawa guy to know exactly where he's going to go, where he's going to get a chance to be able to play.
Exactly.
So I like that. Okay, I got a prediction. You'll have to come up with your top four prediction. My quick prediction reads like this.
Okay.
Number one, Michigan.
Oh.
Number two, Georgia. Number three, LSU.
Stop it.
And number four, Ohio State.
Wow. I hate it.
I
know, you know.
Again,
I hate it.
I don't care.
Okay, you want mine?
Yes. You're the expert.
Number one.
I'm just the guy throwing out names.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not. I'm going to stick with Georgia.
Okay.
Michigan.
Yep.
USC,
Ohio
State.
So TCU out,
I think TCU,
Ohio State in.
I don't know. And that's bad of me because I really have enjoyed watching them this season and I really think they do have it. It's that big brand thing. I wish the four that are the four right now, Georgia, Michigan, TCU, USC, are the four that stick through the weekend.
What's coming up this weekend on She's Got Game?
That's a great question. We haven't recorded yet, so I can't tell you. But
well, you can
give us
leaks, can't you?
I can give you an idea. We are obviously going to talk about soccer because there's always news to talk about in soccer. The first female ref has refed. As a fishy, I shouldn't be allowed on the radio.
No, we just got to tweak a couple things here.
Can we cut that in post? No, no, great.
There's
this
no
is live.
Cutting live.
This is live.
Cool, 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 cool.
We're live.
We are going to talk about soccer. We'll talk about NCAA basketball. Michaela is a huge Caitlin Clark fan, so.
All right. She's Got Game. It will air Saturday at 7 a.m. for people that are up early and Adam on a Saturday morning. Vanessa Sanchez, always good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, boys.
We will
very much.
See you soon. We'll be back with more of The Drive on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to The Drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lever Sage, Matt Conazita, and Kane Brown. Kane Brown's at the CTC tonight.
Oh, no wonder traffic's so busy heading to the West End.
That was really my segue to tell people that if it's busier than usual to the West End, that is why, because he's a country rock star. Matt, this is Rockstar by Kane Brown, correct?
Rock stars.
Pardon me.
You are pardoned.
Thank you. Josh Allen seems like he's a bit of a rock star, but is he that much better than Bill Belichick and Mac Jones and the New England Patriots? Why are the Bills only favored by 3.5 tonight? And why is New England like sneaky? They're not very good at all, but every game is like 3-3 in the third quarter. And you're like, what's happening here?
I think the big thing, and I haven't watched a lot of Patriots games closely, but I do listen to the Bill Simmons podcast every Monday with Jimmy Kimmel's cousin, Sal Iacono. And Bill, obviously, if you don't know him, massive, massive Patriots fan.
Yeah. He's
and he's
a Boston
been,
guy through and through.
And he's been talking about how bad Mac Jones has been this year. But I think the defense is pretty legit. The special teams, as we saw in that Jets game with the punt return, with Bill Belichick, your special teams are almost always good. So I think that's probably why. When you look at divisional matchup, pretty good defense for New England. You look at Josh Allen, who hasn't been the same since the elbow injury. He's making mistakes that we haven't seen him make in a couple of years. I think that's why. For me, when we make our picks on this show, which doesn't involve the spread or anything, I have trouble picking against the Bills. I don't know that I can do it with Mac Jones. Like, I just don't know that New England can put up the points they'll need to put up, even if the Bills make some big mistakes. But this would be what gamblers call a stay away for me.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And some of me is about how big of a game this is for New England. Like, I know for Buffalo at 8-3, looking up at, you know, Miami also at 8-3. But even if Buffalo loses to go to 8-4, they get some rest after this game. I just can't see Buffalo not making the playoffs. But New England sits at 6-5. And if they win this game, they get to 7-5 and waiting for the Bengals and the Jets, who are also at 7 wins, to play this weekend. And you're wondering for New England, if they lose this game and fall to 6 losses, might that be too many? Because they have the Chargers also at 6-5 behind them. So if they fall to 6 losses, that would put them 9th in the AFC. Now, again, when you talk about playoff teams and then you talk about how good teams are, those are two different things. Just because it's a important game doesn't mean the team's any better. And for Buffalo, they're going to want to win their division. And to win their division right now, they're tied with Miami in record, and they're behind the Dolphins. Because head-to-head win percentage has the Miami Dolphins ahead of the Buffalo Bills. So it's an important game for both teams, but it's a really, really important, it might be a season-defining game for the Patriots. I guess that's why the spread's 3.5. But like you, I feel like a sucker here. It's like, I can't take New England. I can't.
No.
But there's a reason why this spread is close. There's a reason why, like, Buffalo, at the beginning of the year, if they had played New England in the first game or the second game, they'd be like 7-point favorites.
7-8, yeah.
And there's a reason why this has shrunk all the way down. It's because the Bills probably aren't as good as we believe that they are, and the Patriots play this really, like, low risk.
Yeah, and Pat's at Foxborough.
Yeah, punt the ball, play good defense.
Bill Belichick within his division. Like, how often does a Bill Belichick team with the Patriots have a losing record against its own division? How many years have we thought, you know what, this is going to be the year for the Bills, and then the Pats somehow still get it done? Now, I know the tides have shifted, but I think that factors big into the gambling lines for sure, the betting lines.
Who are you taking? 1200. The Bills? The Patriots tonight, and why? Again, this is, like you, Matt, we talk about spreads and over-unders and different things, and, you know, I can see trends. I can step away and look. Like, last night, there was every reason for the New York Rangers to win that game, for me, against the Ottawa Senators. And I'm not patting myself on the back that they did. I told you beforehand that feeling, there was just too many things pointing in that direction for me to go, oh no, I think Ottawa is going to win. No, you can't do that. There's just too many trends. In this game tonight, in the NFL, I have no idea. Things are going all over the place. And like you said, for me, it would be a stay away game.
Yep.
But if I had to, I'm still picking Josh Allen over Mac Jones. And that's really all it is. And I think Sean McDermott is a very good coach. He's not Bill Belichick, but he's a very good coach.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't Bill Belichick against
Mike McCarthy.
Okay, time to go to break. You know what? I was right with you. I thought we had a little momentum there going, and just...
Oh, I had to. Come on.
Stopped it, and it's 8-3 tracks. Right, the 8-3 Dallas Cowboys, who even you know are a very good football team.
Mm-hmm. Great division. Best division in football.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see what Mike does in the playoffs.
Well,
At least he'll be in the playoffs. My team will not be in the playoffs.
No, they won't. And who's got the best divisional record in that division, in the best division in football? All right, that's the Dallas Cowboys, not the Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go.
Only because the Eagles haven't played enough division games yet, but still.
Take it while you can.
Was I reading earlier today that Aaron Rodgers might be now open to the idea of not playing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know Christian Watson, Rookie of the Month, and well-deserved. He's really come on. He's looking like he's, well, when you draft a receiver a little later on, usually it's because there are some warts and some things that you have to figure out. And it looks to me, and probably to you, like Christian Watson's starting to figure it out. And he's probably going to be a pretty dangerous weapon for the Packers in games that matter in the future. All I care about is that they beat the Rams on Monday Night Football when I'm at Lambeau. That's all that matters.
I hope Jordan Love's playing in that game.
You know what?
And they get beat by like 21. It'd be awesome.
I wouldn't be against Jordan Love playing. Get to see what he's got. He looked good in relief. But I don't hope they lose by 21 to maybe the second worst team in the NFL now.
Yeah, the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy how the NFL
You take
world.
Cooper Kupp away and, yeah. Ooh, boy.
Back with the final segment of The Drive here on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lever Sage and Matt Conesvita. Offside coming up top of the hour. Bills and Patriots tonight on TSN 1200. Dave on the 401 says, for me, as much as I want to choose the Bills, I'll be choosing the Patriots instead. Despite the standings, I think the Bills at this point in the season are a little too inconsistent regarding Josh Allen, but that's just me. Cheers, boys. Always good to hear from you, Dave. Yeah, it's a tough one. They started out as 5.5-point favorites, and that has come all the way down to 3.5. That's a major move on the line. Like, 2 full points against the Buffalo Bills is a major move on this line. So a lot of money going on the New England Patriots. I'll come back with you to say in primetime games, Josh Allen, 10-4 against the spread.
Pretty good.
And he's in primetime games, he's had a lot of big opponents as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just been, hey, the Buffalo Bills are playing nobody on primetime. That doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been pretty good in these spots.
Should be a good game. Even though, like, obviously, as we talked about, like, Mac Jones having a bad year, and the Pats' offense is far from explosive, but these divisional games, usually pretty close, and I don't know, I'm looking forward to the Thursday nighter. And how often do we get to say that?
Yeah, not very often.
We'll have a rejuvenated Al Michaels tonight.
Why?
Because it's actually a good game.
Oh.
Like, the first 5-6 weeks of the season, you'd be listening to Al call the game, and you could hear it in his voice, like, what? I should have just retired. I should have just retired. What am I doing here?
Should let people know before we go, the deadline at 5 o'clock came and went for Alex Formanton, who did not sign a contract and is ineligible to play in the National Hockey League this year. So, no deal and no trade by the Ottawa Senators. So they still retain his rights, but he will not be playing in the National Hockey League this year. A lot going on today. Crazy ending again in World Cup that sees Morocco win the division, that sees Japan win their division, Spain get through by the skin of their teeth, Germany, Belgium eliminated today, along with Canada, who were already eliminated but lost to Morocco 2-1. We'll be back on at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
And our World Cup lineup tomorrow. The games will be carrying South Korea, Portugal at 10. Cameroon, it says on the schedule here that the boss sent out Cameroon, Germany. I know that's not true. But we'll have the Cameroon game at 2. But if you've been listening, you know that they, especially for the third game of the group stage, they've got everything covered.
Cameroon, Brazil.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because Germany was, of course, eliminated today.
Serbia, Switzerland, Cameroon, Brazil are both the 2 o'clock games. And as you said, they do a great job of going back and
forth. It's incredible.
To be able to keep you up to the second as to what's going on. And we'll have that for you tomorrow. We'll be on 4 to 5 and then the pregame show at 5 o'clock tomorrow for the Ottawa Senators. Offside coming up, and then enjoy Bills Patriots. Hope you have a good Thursday night. Thanks for listening to The Drive on TSN 1200.